to receive free company updates straight to the front screen of your smartphone whenever a company you follow releases significant news, download the free Vox Markets app from voxmarkets.co.uk/app. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Vox Markets Podcast. Joining us today on the podcast, we have Block Energy, that's ticker BLOE, as well as Europa Metals, ticker EUZ.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Welcome to the podcast. Joining me today is Paul Hayward, CEO of Block Energy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As always, just could you briefly give us a quick introduction to Block Energy for those who don't know the company?
So Block Energy is an E&P company listed on AIM. We listed back in June 2018, having raised £5 million to execute a low-risk, low-cost development program. We have since executed that program, having drilled a very successful well in our West West RV permit, consequently raised £12 million, and are now progressing through our Phase 2 development program.
Exciting. And recently, you just updated the market where you've secured equipment for the drilling and workover program for 2019-2020. Could you explain the significance of this, as well as the plans, please?
Yeah, sure. I guess most importantly, we now have full access to a rig we know extremely well, and we use the same equipment to drill our West West RV well, which completed most recently. We have full access to that equipment for up to 12 month period. It's possible that that rig may need to go elsewhere in September 2020 to drill a well for 60 odd days, but that's not yet confirmed. We are fully equipped to now get on with executing what is now deemed phase two of our development program.
So, Paul, what happened at West West RV, for those who don't know, with the drilling there?
Well, West West RV was it's a proven field. We've got reserves, oil reserves, large oil contingent resources, as well as a significant gas price to go after in West West RV. Phase one of our program was obviously re-entering well 16AZ and drilling a 500 to 600 meter horizontal section in that well. We completed that work program, having had a forecast production rate of around 320 odd barrels a day. Our test results significantly exceeded those forecasts, and we tested over a 2 week period actually of around just over in and around 1400 barrels a day, if not beyond actually, as we were opening up the choke. So performance from well 16AZ has smashed forecasts, or at least those announced to the market previously prior to drilling. And since successfully testing the well, we've been producing the well as our surface storage facilities would allow, actually. And we've consequently just entered into a leasing agreement with the state, whereby we've now gained access to an additional 90,000 barrels worth of storage, which allows us to open up the well and allow West West RV 16AZ to flow freely and without any storage restrictions. So that's a massive value add for us going forward.
So, Paul, what is the development plan going forward for Block Energy and West West RV, and how will you ramp up production?
So the immediate plan is to do more of the same, quite simply. We're going to do more horizontal sidetracks within existing wells. We've got 13 candidates available to us. We've got three pegged for re-entry over the next 6 months. We're going to be spudding our next well, well 38, which is a simple 2.5-3 kilometer step out to 16AZ. We'll be drilling back into the middle Eocene, and we'd expect well performance from 38 to be somewhat akin to 16AZ, given it's exactly the same play. Post well 38, and we'd expect this well to be spud kind of in and around the October time, and we'll be moving across to well number 30. 30 is slightly different from 38 and 16AZ in that we're going to drill slightly deeper in well number 30 and retest the gas discovery, which will help us basically de-risk a 600 BCF contingent gas resource that's been attributed to the permit. We're then going to come back up that wellbore, and we're going to sidetrack out into the middle Eocene, which again will contribute to ramping up production. So all things being well, We would expect production to be up to anywhere between 2,500 to 3,000 barrels by year end. And for those of us that have been following us, for those of our followers that have been following the company for some time, they'll be able to do the calculations on what that means in terms of cash flow for the company. But for those that don't, a simple metric to work off of, at least in West Rastavi, is for every 1,000 barrels a day that we produce, we kick off around $1 million of free cash a month. So 3,000 a day will put the company in an extremely healthy position to then recycle cash flow into what is then its phase three development program and drilling new wells, basically.
How excited are you for the potential of the gas discovery as well as phase three?
One of the most exciting parts of the program, in that we get to put new wells in the ground potentially throw slightly more innovative technology at these wells. So we can drill deeper, we can drill wider holes, so therefore we can do more with these wells as and when hitting TD. So, you know, we've got the option open to us to drill multilaterals and drill horizontal sections in different formations. So we're very excited with phase three development, of course, but I think, you know, let's continue to prove the concept, continue to de-risk a play that we feel extremely comfortable with. And I think, given the success of 16AZ, what we're doing going forward has been de-risked significantly. So the team is very excited, but we're extremely busy. So it's there really is a lot going on at the moment.
Mm. And the well that you said was somewhat similar to 16A, do you think the market is expecting it to be similar or expecting it to be better than expectations? I mean, because originally 16A performed way better than expectations. What do you think of what the market's priced in there?
That's a good question, actually. And I was having a group discussion existing shareholders last week, and we covered the same topic, actually. And I think we think it's important to manage the market's expectations, and over delivering is always received well, as we can see by the share price performances post the results of 16AZ. Our internal forecasts for 16A, at least, was always kind of in and around 1,000 barrels a day. We thought we was going to have to produce the well slightly harder to get to that number. The well we've got in our hands right now is world class. And, the potential performance of this well has most definitely sits outside initial expectations. However, the actual production rate is bang in line with our internal forecast, actually. So not too many surprises there.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot to look forward to, Paul. Could you give investors who may not already be following Block Energy 3 reasons why they should be following Block Energy?
Sure. Well, we're about to start a very exciting phase of our development program following the great success of 16AZ. So we'll be spudding our well shortly, and an update will be put out to the market soon. So there's one reason to follow us. We're fully funded to execute our immediate program and longer term program. So lots of news flow. If history is anything to go by, we're pretty much reporting major events on a monthly basis. We're probably one of the most active companies out there in the market right now. So there's another reason. And we also keep the market updated on general events happening both throughout Georgia and throughout the region. So it can be quite an educational process following the company. So there's another. I think there's your three.
Perfect. Well, Paul, thank you for coming down. I'm sure you're very busy at the moment. It's great to have you on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Joining me here today is Lawrence Reed from Europa Metals. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, hello. Thanks.
Lawrence, where are you at the moment?
With a bit of background noise today because we're just driving back up to the drill pad with our head of exploration, Luis Perez, driving the car while I talk to you. So we're in Spain driving back up to the TOD-23 drill site.
Perfect. And just for those who don't know about Europa Metals, could you tell us quickly about the company?
It's a, I think, I've got a significant lead, zinc, and silver assets located in Castilla and León in Spain. We defined the first JORC resource last year with a good amount of tons, with a very interesting grade. So I think good high grade resource, and also we brought silver into the project as well. So what you've got is you've got a project which we reinterpreted a lot of historic data, found out what it really was, and now we're building up a mine plan around a high-grade central core of the project in the inferred resource between about, let's call it 400-500 meters and 1,000 meters is the bottom depth. And we put out economics of a scoping study at the beginning of this year. So essentially, a lot of work got for free, if you like, from historic data. And now we're drilling the first high-grade diamond drilling holes ourselves into the centre of that inferred resource.
And so how is that drilling going? You just released the drilling update. Could you run us through that, please?
Certainly. Well, we've just finished TOD 22, which successfully was drilled to 760 metres to where it's supposed to be. That's significant because our first drill hole, TOD 21, deviated significantly. And even though it intersected what we think is mineralization, we've sent an assay off. It wasn't into that high-grade central zone. So now we know that we can drill successfully at depth into this key high-grade area. We've started TOD 23, and TOD 23 we hope is the ace that we've kept up our sleeve.
Perfect. And for investors who aren't already following Europa Metals, could you give them three reasons why they should be following Europa Metals?
Well, we've got a really significant JORC 2012 lead, zinc and silver resource. We've got a good scoping study which produces some great economics. The share price is severely depressed at the moment. And if you go onto the RNS today, you'll see an image pack where you can go and have a look at the picture we've taken of the hole. We are the historic unassayed hole, which isn't in the resource. You can have a look at what might well be metal visible in that picture. And we're effectively about to drill a hole which seeks to duplicate that in an area of the resource, which has a lot of fully assayed high-grade drill core drilling results around it. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be pulling out samples for metallurgical testing. And that essentially says, can we sell a product? Have we got something we can actually flog to smelters, or in fact is going to be saleable to integrated groups? So for a lead zinc silver project, it's probably one of the most important points following first economics in the project's history.
Well, Lawrence, you're probably very busy at the moment. It's exciting times. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And the most followed companies on Vox Markets are, starting with number five, we have Polarian Imaging, that's ticker POLX. And number four, we have Agronomics Limited, ticker ANIC. Number three, we have Indivior, ticker INDV. And at number two, we have Open Orphan, that's ticker ORPH. And coming in at number one of the most followed company on Vox Markets is Xeros Technology Group. XSG is the ticker. And the five most liked RNSs on Vox Markets, coming in at number five, we have Versarian with the notice of results there. Number four, we have Active Energy Group, the reactor installation to commence at Lumberton. At number three, we have Keras Resources, where the Niega Manganese metallurgical test work results have come in. Number two, we've got Big Dish, where they've gone live on the platform at Brighton. And number one, the most liked RNS, we had the podcast today, Europa Metals with their drilling update.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
To receive free company updates straight to the front screen of your smartphone whenever a company you follow releases significant news, download the free Vox Markets app from voxmarkets.co.uk/app.